Okay, hello world, and this is my first podcast, or at least something approximating a podcast. I don't know if it counts. I hopefully will be posting this to openpodcast.org. If you're hearing it, it probably means I was successful. I am recording this actually right now. I'm talking into, that's the left speaker of my headphones. I heard about this Linux thing on the iPod, some time ago, but I didn't really have the guts to try it on my iPod until I heard about it on Adam Curry's podcast, The Daily Source Code. I think if you're into podcasting and you're getting this, you probably know about it. I also learned about openpodcast.org there. Anyway, I tried it out, and I heard an audio comment on his blog saying somebody was talking actually into their iPod earbuds. Now, I found the iPod earbuds have a significantly lower quality than the headphones I've got here, the $30 pair of headphones. Yeah, really good quality for a microphone. Anyway, I'm actually kind of liking this Linux on the iPod thing. Obviously, it's full of problems. I mean, you can't really, it's not really viable to use as an operating system on your iPod, but it's tons of fun to play around with. If only because, well, you can record yourself talking into your headphones, which is totally cool. I know that's not a feature in it, but I understand that. Anyway, but obviously there's a number of problems with this Linux thing, that it can't even play half the MP3s I've got on here, because they're either too big or too long or wrong bitrate or something. I don't know what the problem is. But in theory, at least, and I've done it a couple times, and it seems to work. You can actually go ahead and just drag and drop songs onto your iPod as a disk drive, and then navigate to them with the file browser on your iPod and run them. But so that, along with this voice recording capability with any old little microphone here, it's actually kind of cool. I'm kind of liking it. So I'm gonna keep playing around with it, keep up with it. I recommend you do too. If you're hearing this, hey, go ahead and install Linux on your iPod, because it's really easy. And I just downloaded the Windows installer, ran it, and it updated itself. It went to the web and downloaded the latest kernel and whatnot. I'm not gonna pretend like I know what I'm talking about there, but it installed it right on the iPod. I just had to have it plugged in. And the great thing is that you can actually boot either the Apple OS, which is the default stuff, so you can have all of your music and everything just like you would ordinarily. Or if you hold left while it's starting up, and that's after a reset by pressing the menu and play buttons at the same time on my third generation iPod here, if you hold the rewind button, it will boot into Linux instead, and you can play around with that and do whatever. So anyway, this is just mostly a test. I'm recording, that's right, on the iPod with iPod Linux, and hopefully posting to openpodcast.org, and so good luck to me. Thanks for listening.